Hey, where am I at? I'd like to thank my Hot Pal Knockout Anonymous, and I'd like to thank the sponsor, and also, a whole lot of folks in there. I was like, dang, they gonna keep on coming every now and then. Damn. You know, I said, damn, was them. I was like, damn, man, all these damn, they ain't got nothing to do. Yeah. My home group is, we meet at 7 o'clock, Stepping Out of Trouble Study. We work out the Step Working Guide book, you know. It's a good book, you know. And I kind of thinking about this topic here, you know what I mean? And I kind of like, boys over, you know. And I kind of remember my story. You had to really keep coming back and find out the war is over, because it's a new language. You know, I come from the war. I come from the battle, from the battleground. So we ain't talking about the war is over. So the language is different. You know what I'm saying? I come here, I remember hearing a guy say the war was over. I lost. I'm like, what's who talking about? You know what I'm saying? It didn't register to me. You know what I'm saying? And when you get up every day, and use drugs and do negative things and break the law, you understand? And they talking about the war is over. It's a part of you. The thinking is you. So it take a process to come in. I didn't know that. You know, I'm fighting with myself. The spirit is fighting. You know what I mean? I know how to do more wrong than right. You know, even I was taught the right way. I went out there into the streets and learned the wrong way. Only try I came to knock out now, I was forced to come here. I didn't want to come here. Did not want to come here. Every time I get clean, I come up with I think it's a new plan. When I find out the plan is the same. And then I don't want nobody to tell me nothing. Don't tell me nothing. I'm running the show. I got it again. One thing, when you go to jail, you rest, you eat, you work out, and the brain take over again. So I forgot. I'm coming home again, and I'm saying I'm not going to use this time. I got it this time. I got it, and I'd be out there for a minute. I'm making money. I'm looking good. I'm looking around and seeing all the stuff I got. I say, damn, I'm doing it. And some say, man, you can celebrate. Take one. And I take that one, and all that stuff goes again. I'm handcuffed again. I'm on the bus again. I'm saying, what happened? So God seemed fit to say, this damn fool needs some help. You know, I had to be forced to go get help. I wasn't going to get help. And I know people was in Knockout Anonymous when I was locked up, they came down there. But we call them weak people. They weak. You understand? You know, they talk about their story, and really, I'm trying to figure out how their story going to get me clean. I'm trying to figure out this, that, you know, they sharing with me, and I ain't got no money, I ain't got no job, and they tell me to go to work. I said, these people lost their damn mind. So, I was facing 10 to 30. It was a judge Queen. She said, Mr. Thompson, I'm going to give you some help. You know, when you're sitting in front of the judge and you've been in and out of jail, and you like, you peeping at her with that sad face. You know, got that look on your face. And she said, I'm going to give you 5 years probation. I said, damn, that sounds all right to me. I mean, I'm getting up out of here. Now I understand it's the grace of God working again in the fool's life. You know, so when I get out and go to the probation office, now I'm clean, I'm healthy, I'm working out, and I know all the people got drugs. So I'm saying, I'm going to get my life together again. I'm going to try this again. I'm going to do it right this time. But the probation officer got a new plan. He say, sir, so you're looking at the photo. Looking at me? Looking at the photo? He said, you got to go to the meetings. I was offended. So he said, I was written. I said, what? Meetings? That little guy ain't got no money, ain't got no place to live, ain't got no gear, and you talking about meetings? Yes, I'm grinning, you know. He said, let me share this with you. He said, you know where you just come from? I'm looking at this smart ass, you know. Like, yeah, I know where I just came from. He said, you don't have to go. You can go back where you came from. So the willingness was there, you know, I looked at him, yeah, you know. I ease up in that junk. I go to the meeting. Dragging, you know, man, I got rocks in my jaw. You know what I'm saying? I'm mad. I'm angry. And the first meeting I attended was Trust Clinic. I hit the button. I'm cutting up. Excuse me. I hit the wrong button. See that? It was Trust Clinic. And I got up there, had a blue card he gave me. I stood at the door. I looked in. I'm looking around. These goddamn happy people up here, they happy as shit in the room. I'm trying to figure out how these crazy ass people get my life together. You know what I'm saying? How they understand I have a problem. I'm looking at them. They said they got a problem. You tell me going up here and say, hey, they gonna help me? You know, so I go over there and put the card down, and I go way in the back, and I said, I scan the room. That's what we do in the street. We scan around. We look. We peep. We see whether they hugging and loving each other. And I come from the street, they fighting, cutting, and stealing, and robbing, and knocking in the head, and they loving each other. Tell them, I love you. So me and the disease said, man, he said, man, look around this room. And then you have a guy out there, you understand what I'm saying, he went out the other night, and he crying and snitching on himself. So I went out the other night, I want to share. So I'm like, what's going on around here? And the disease said, this one is snitching on himself. And we was tough. If you tough, I ain't good. It wasn't me. Yeah, you got the wrong one. That ain't my people. You know what I'm saying? And this one talking about my own stuff. The disease said, man, these are weak ass people. You do not need to be in there with these weak ass. You know, man, you strong. You got a name, you got it going on, brother. You know what I mean? So I say, you know, they had the energy, they circle around, right? They get the hugging in. I said, what the hell is going on in here? So I'm on the outside of the circle, you know what I'm saying? Not knowing they were praying for my sick ass, you know what I mean? They already know that I'm in trouble because I'm up there with them. But I don't know I'm in trouble. You know what I mean? So it took some time, you know what I mean? That never worked. And so I got knocked out now. I ain't do well in school. My poor God was like D's and F's. I ain't see the A's right there in the knockout numbers. Or B. I ain't see, that was my poor God. You know what I mean? And I hated smart people. If you were smarter than me, you gotta get hell in my living room. So it took me time. I was jealous. I want what you have. I didn't know how to ask for it. You know, it took me to keep coming back, man. I really thought this stuff, you know, when they come up, I thought you just supposed to come in and get clean and go about the damn business. They talk about step work and sponsorship and I said, what the hell all this stuff is, man? Yeah, get in service. I mean, what the hell, man? I ain't got no job. I'm gonna do all this. They just told me to come up and sit down. Responsible, responsible, bro. I said, man, he said, we ain't never in the street talking. I mean, he never had sponsors, but we ain't calling that. It was another thief teaching you. He was more experienced than you were. That's what he was teaching you. You know what I mean? So they had to break down into me like that. So act like that. You know, you messed up and you need some help. He said, that thing that you're on is killing you. So you need some more thinking, man. You need to get you somebody to help you. So you know what you do when you come around, you know, like I did. You know, I know a guy who was a sponsor. He used to stick up himself. No, he was sharp and, you know, the dude had color pants on and green hit. I ain't pick him. I want somebody to fly. I want to fly sponsor. I ain't want nobody to drive the hoopty. I want to be like, you know, and then the way he walk, I said, he walk cool. You know, I was my sponsor. You know what I mean? And not knowing that that was a sponsorship. God damn it, I found a sponsorship. He could have had green pants, blue shoes, and green hat to get me out of trouble. Yeah, but I was about here. But I stayed around for a while because I know that that wasn't the program itself. But I stayed for a while and understand that some of the war is over. It took time for me because I sold drugs, even with the 5-year probation. Yes, I did. I was swinging good. I was swinging so much, every time I swing, I see y'all ass. You know, every time I... You know, I have a wife in the fellowship years ago, and said, we seen Moses down there on the A Street. I said, I get more haircuts than anybody I know. I was getting a haircut. I said, he's a nose-ass goddamn people, man. Now, I know they're trying to save a life, right? You know what I mean? They're trying to save a life. I'm saying it's a nose-ass people, hot-ass people. Mind your business. So I just kept coming back. It took time, you know what I mean? One thing about in the room to knock out of mind, you can be sick as a chicken. If you just keep coming up in that zone, you'll be understand, God damn, that you be like, you're in the dog room, all the lights come on. You be saying, I'm crazy as a mother. You know what I'm saying? And I remember I was in the methadone program, and the lady told me to ask to see a psychiatrist. I looked at her like she was crazy. Psychiatrist? For what? She shook her head. I'm taking everything out of the sun, and I'm telling her I ain't crazy. You just tell me I can get high off, and I'm like, I got it. Go ahead, give it to me. And it took me time to understand, but your thinking is all screwed up, man. God, anybody know that's sick, man. But one thing about the war, they tell me the war is over. Now, even I've been in this fellowship, I got 28 years now. And my pain date is April 1989. I'm going to say 100 years from now, huh? So I have a clean day coming up on the 19th of this month. And I have 29 years. Through the grace of people like yourself. You know what I'm saying? But what I found out through the keep coming back process, man, and learning that the war is over, I'm always going to struggle with my feelings, my emotions. I said, you got to have good people around to be able to share. I ain't know that I had feelings and emotions to all the drugs. Huh? I ain't know what the hell was wrong. I said, all that cocaine, all the hell wrong. You know, it took me a while to not out of shit. All that cocaine, heroin, all the pills, you know what I mean? Take a while to detox out of all that stuff. So it takes some time. So the world always gonna have a war with itself. You have to deal with. You know what I mean? So, but you have principles in this program to help you deal with that. Now thank you for that. In fact, today when I got up this morning, I have a system for myself. I understand that the more positive I put into my spirit. You know what I'm saying? And they talk about this this creator, this God. If you have a story on your own, if you're clean in this room today, and you never can stop using, not even one day, then somebody's doing it for you. You may not understand it right this time. Trust me, man. I was asked to come in, I ain't believing nothing but the dope, the money, and where I can rob somebody. So as long as I can see it, I believe in it. My business and that I like that today. I mean, my business and people like you said, when I see a newcomer come in this room, you know, they get it 4 months, 8 months, I'm telling you, I know the struggle, man. But I can tell you about my thinking has changed, man, to the point I care about people. You know, don't now. I tell you a lot once in a while now. I ain't gonna tell you one thing yet. You know, I'm the principal of your work. You come off to the left sometime, but you don't stay to the left. Cause your mind has changed, your heart has changed, and when you lay down at night, who are you laying with? Laying with yourself. And that's what the program do for you. You think about what you're doing with people today. You know what I mean? I never thought dead. And never thought I can live like this. You know, I want to be a gangster on TV. That's what I want to be. A gangster on TV. That shit not real. Okay. And then, goddamn, man, you know what Superfly is about, right? You know the Superfly? I was so messed up. I'm just how messed up I was. I forgot about what the rules to be like. Yeah, I was somebody else going in there. I wasn't me. So I was the Superfly jump. Superfly was fly. He had a coat, had the shoes, had the spoon, had a little bottle. Guess what I done when I come out? I went shopping. I got the boots, got the coat, got the spoon, got the bottle. That shit beat my ass up. I love the spoons. I love the coat. I love the spoon. I was going to jail when the super guys here. I was busted up again. And you know what I mean? I couldn't understand what was happening to me. You know, and so I came here. I needed help. That's what I needed. And since I've been here, I've been enjoying the ride. I got some good friends. Some good female friends. It's a good thing to be a friend with somebody. Now, I've never been in trust. I always said, there are square ass place like this. And happy. It's a square ass place. We call it down. Square. You know what we call down? Square balance. But I'm telling you, I did some balance of my life, though. There's some balance of my life, man. I thank God for y'all. You know what I mean? Because I'm growing up and closing up. How much time we got, darling? Y'all, I'm not no.
15 minutes.
Damn.
I talk more than you talk. You
think
I don't know what?
He must have got that clock on, motherfucker, over there. He's talking, I had 15 minutes. Damn. Give me the line up here, man. Anytime I got a pack, I got a Lincoln outside. Yeah. Okay, let me get back to my mama. We're gonna take it around the devil then. Alright. But I lost since being in this fellowship, and I lost six brothers since being here, passed away. I have a mother that lost both her legs, and she's in a nursing home. And what I'm talking about, when you be here, you're gonna have responsibility. You gotta get ready for that. Can't say why me. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't here like me, goddamn, just go about break 0000. So it ain't nothing that you've done to get you here. Let me give you a chuckle with that. If you think you got something good when you get to here, you better wake up. Talk to your sponsor. Get somebody to tell you that. You didn't do it. You know, God will bless only through the grace that I sat here. Because I ain't do nothing. I was a crook, a thief. I stole from everybody. And I ain't care about nobody. You know? But today, man, I care about people, how I treat people, and what I say to people, and what I do to people. But I have a brother that struggled. I have a young brother, man. And much recovered that I have. Okay, I'm the steps of work. I'm powerless over what he do. I can talk to him, share with him. He been in there with us. But he still kind of, he's not looking like me. He really still think he can do it himself. He's an intellectual guy. And you think he in jail now. God got him in jail. I pray that he go to jail because he can get some help with somebody killing. You know what I'm saying? And he's there, and I'm praying. Well, God will give you a prayer from yourself. Give you an opportunity to lay down and get yourself together and think about which way you want to go again. He ain't going to force you to go that way. He going to make an opportunity. You have to make a choice. If you want to do that, and that's what you got to do. You know, I know that, you know me, and he know my life, how I've been in the street. And then we could be a pack now, but we can, it's sad. It's sad, though, but it's true how it is. You know what I mean? And I have a sister who had grandma seizures. She had it right behind each other. You know what I mean? And it just kind of rough sometimes, though. But I don't give up, man. And I work on this job. I've been on this job for 28 years now. I wouldn't even put that on pies when I worked there. Now I work on this job that I remember a friend of mine suggested I go to this job. Everybody know where the Pathfinder was when we had the Pathfinder in Washington, D.C. It was a friend I know. She was on 17. I met her up there. And my name is Bruce, too. She said, Bruce, you got a job? I said, no, I ain't got no job. You know, she said, I know this place where you may be doing a job at. So, you know, okay, where is that? She said, it's a temp job. It's temporary. So now I didn't hear about the damn job. So when she said temp, I was offended. Mind you, I ain't worked nowhere. I was offended. I was thrown up. So when I wasn't going with a job, a temp, wherever. She stepped back and looked and bust out laughing. She said, and shook her head. She said, baby, maybe you go on this job and do a good job. You can put that on the resume. That made sense to me. But I go down on the job, scared as hell. Don't want to go there. Because really, I have a reading disability. I ain't never working well. And then when I used to talk, when I talk, I say, I be saying some words again. I say, I'll talk to you. I may say, I'm going to go over here. And then I die out. And you said, what the hell are you saying? I said, go over here. And this lady talk, you know, ain't no confident talk. Go over here. So when I went on the damn job, and you know, I go to the job and work. I remember this lady asked me about something. And she said, tell me Bill on the job. Bill, something. I said, yeah. So she said, what in the hell? She goes, do it. She said, what in the hell? You say, do you know? I was pissed off at her. Who the hell is she talking to like that? You know what I mean? So, and I went on the damn job and worked too damn good. I didn't know I was working out too good. I was trying to work, get out the hell out of the way, you know, get out of there. So there was two of us working, and I'm praying, and you don't pick me, praying. I'm picking. So the guy came back, he said, I made a choice to pick one of y'all. So I said, please. So he said, oh, we said, I'll pick you. I said, why you pick you? So he looked at me and said, you don't want to, yeah, but I'm going to run. I don't know, but you know better than me. I said, why you pick me? He said, you seem like you want to work. I said, I don't know nothing about the building, though. He said, we'll teach you. You gonna teach me? Yeah, we're gonna teach you everything you need to know. You ain't gotta go nowhere. We got you. You man, I was so pissed off. I'm ready to go, man. I'm ready to go. And then I know, like I said, a disability and reading disability and writing disability. And that where I work at, they had money to help people with stuff like that. And so I started coming in rooms like that. I was able to go to my supervisor and expose that part of me. I'm a high star. I don't want you to know. I went to an accident, they sent me to a tutor and paid for it and all that stuff, man. And I still, my wife kind of hit me too, but I still do it a little bit. You know, I be talking, I call it lady talk, I don't really want to talk. And I be talking to her, I can't hear you. What you say? You ain't hearing me when you make me mad. I talk about what you say. You ain't hearing me. Yeah, because I'm lazy to talk. You know, I'll say a few words and say, We might be getting to the side of this. Thank God for that. Well, God, truly, that old dog on top of it. You know what I mean? Yeah. We're going to wind it all up. I truly thank God, you know, and they're talking the world's over. I always say to myself, is it all going thing dealing with the world? I mean, talking about you, talking about emotions and feelings. We always have to deal with that. Because when myself, you know, even clean, and know that the program work, I'm still sometimes grabbing sticky thinking. I haven't done it before, but I want to do it again. And so I get a hold of them, but I come running back home to y'all, you know what I mean? But it's always going to be that. But since I've been here and being around y'all, and I have a program and praying and talking to people and exposing that part of me that I don't like exposed, I always get better, man. This is the best place in the world to be.
Yes, sir.
Trust me. You know, if it worked for me, it worked for you. Because I was crazy as hell when I got a fit. I may have been putting on two left shoes at the same time. Yeah, that's how I messed up over with. I'm telling you, I was messed up. Now y'all are squaring me up. I'm a square. I'm a diamond square nigga. You know, and I like a diamond square. You know what I mean? I love my life. And my diamond is up yet, please. It's up. I'm off. She said I'm off. Thank y'all. Thank you.